Indianapolis indie rock band Hex Mundi is our June Small Studio Sessions act. WFYI's Scott McAllister has more on this band's unique sound.
The term indie rock is a go-to for many bands that can't classify their sound into a single genre. The musicians of Hex Mundi are no different, with a lineup that includes a custom-designed electric mandolin. Vocalist and mandolinist Justin Renner, drummer Stephanie Renner, bassist Corey Regan, and guitarist Adam Shuntich like to use the term genre loosely when describing their sound. Shuntich and Justin Renner explain.
Whenever people ask me, as the non-songwriter, I tend to say it's like Kurt Vile with mandolins.
Yeah, it's poppy indie rock.
Renner formed Hex Mundi along with his musical partner and wife, Stephanie, 4 years ago after the two moved to Indianapolis. Since then, the group has released two EPs and is hard at work on a third. As the main songwriter of the band, Justin says many edits go into a new song before he brings it to the full group.
Words are my favorite game, and I don't like to waste a syllable. It usually starts out usually with a concept even before I start picking up the instrument. Sometimes the words are there first, sometimes the music is kind of there at the same time.
Time to time, it seems. The tides have turned their backs to me. Teach me how to swim. It's finally sinking in.
Justin and Stephanie Renner say their personal connection to music is what motivates them to continue to create. Justin says he doesn't have a choice whether or not he makes music.
I feel like I don't really have the option. It's like I don't know what else I would do. Like my days would be bleak and empty.
I like going out of my comfort zone and collaborating with people, and music is, especially for me, rhythm. It just like takes me out of myself and just kind of flow and yeah.
Shuntich says he appreciates the way music can help connect people, even perfect strangers.
It's just that instant connection, you know, when someone is connecting with performance.
Regan has a different reason for playing in bands.
I'm in it entirely for the money.
And you're in the wrong business, bud. Yeah. In the wrong band.
I think playing music, just with bands in a live setting, is a really great way to get to know a lot of people in the community. Like I've played with a few now, and I've only been in indie for about a year, but that's how I've met these guys through a previous band, and just met lots of people that way.
Hex Mundi is excited about the state of the Indianapolis music scene, but feels it may not get the credit it's due.
I think it's vibrant, and I feel like it's overlooked in the grand scope of, like, all across the country. You know, people are like, oh, L.A., New York.
Overlooked's a good word, because we do have, even though it's growing, it's a very strong music industry here, and, like, for an independent artist, it's the best spot you can be in, geographically and locally.
The logistics are fantastic down here.
Mm-hmm.
The group says its music is available on most major streaming services, but they're always looking for new ways to get their music out there. And they mean way out there.
We're trying to talk to Elon Musk and see if he'll shoot it into space, but...
In the meantime, you can find Hex Mundi's entire Small Studio session at wfyi.org/smallstudio. For WFYI, I'm Scott McAllister.
Small Studio is made possible by a grant from the Herbert Simon Family Foundation and with support from Sun King Brewery. You can find every Small Studio session at wfyi.org/smallstudio.